Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Ace. Thanks for tuning in to the Trep Life with Ace. This is episode number 5. I'm not losing track. I'm staying along the course, making sure that I release daily podcasts, not only for your enjoyment but also for your education and inspiration. So, thanks again for tuning in. Definitely appreciate the followership. Appreciate the kind words from those of you who have taken the time out of your busy days and schedules to listen to what I have to say. It really does mean a lot to me. So thanks for that. Today's episode is going to be about Black Wall Street and why I am going on the mission to help rebuild Black Wall Street in the digital age. It's really important to me that I talk about this topic. To give a little bit of background as to why I'm going along with this endeavor. Some people have asked me, well, why not just talk about entrepreneurship in general? Why not just talk about business ownership and e-commerce in general, where it can serve everyone in our society? And though that may be a good idea for some, I believe that it's imperative that I put more of a focus on Black business ownership than just the general entrepreneur path for everyone, right? And the reason why is I don't want to exclude anyone in any way. However, I do want to make sure that we give attention to something that we've kind of lost over time. As we integrated into the greater society, and we kind of lost our way a little bit. Black entrepreneurship was imperative when we were segregated from facilities and institutions that were designed for wealth, growth, and economic ascension in today's society. And we know, and I don't think there's anyone out there that can deny, that the most undervalued, underappreciated, and marginalized people in modern American society is the so-called Black man and woman. I say so-called because that's just a term that we're all familiar with. It's a general term that we use to describe a people of a certain hue and of a certain cultural and ancestral background. And throughout the history of America, that's what it's been. It's been marginalizing, undervaluing, underappreciating the efforts, the work that has been put in, the pain that has been suffered to grow this country. So setting some spotlight on that group of people is necessary. We deserve it, in my estimation. We deserve it. It's not a slight against anyone else. And in fact, I believe that if America was to level the playing field of total inclusion, economic inclusion, social inclusion, then America would actually be great, greater than it has ever been. However, we all know that that is not the case. Some may say, well, you know, nowadays you can go and you can be a millionaire and a billionaire. Look at Oprah. Look at Bob Johnson. Look at Robert Smith. Look at Reginald Lewis. Look what they've been able to do. Absolutely. You know, that the fact that we're still talking about the first and the only African-American or so-called Black billionaires, that's gives you an idea that there is still exclusion involved, because we don't talk about Bill Gates as being the first billionaire. The first white billionaire, or Warren Buffett being the first white billionaire, or Jeff Bezos being the first whatever billionaire, right? We don't speak about that when we talk about those in the greater society. We only speak of that in terms of Black folks. And that is exclusively because of the exclusion that we faced in society. And that is truly my belief. So why is Black Wall Street so important to me and so many others? It's important because it represented back then, it represented a Black business district where Black people can thrive economically, serve each other with goods and services that were important to our livelihoods, build wealth, generational wealth, where real estate and other assets were passed down from generation to generation. That's what Black Wall Street represented then. Now, many of those districts have no longer exist. They have been exterminated. And they have been exterminated through violence, through redlining, and ultimately because of economic integration, we started to really see the fall and the withering of such Black Wall Streets. And Black Wall Streets existed all over the country. Wherever there were Black people and wherever there was a need to be served or a solution to a problem that Black people were having, there was a Black business there to serve that need and a Black business there to provide that solution. So that was then. What does Black Wall Street mean today? It's symbolic of a Black business class. So it's symbolism now, where it was actually a physical working district back then. And why do I think that Black Wall Street can be rebuilt in the digital age? Let's consider the fact that Black business owners exist all over the country. We serve wide populations. Of course, I can't say that we only serve the Black population. That's not true. There are Black-owned establishments that serve everyone in their particular city or their locale. There are Black business owners such as myself that have online stores that serve the nation. I don't care where you're from. I've sold products to people from New York to California and from Florida up to Montana. So we exist, of course. Entrepreneurship is in our blood. Of course, we are entrepreneurs at heart. We were forced to be, many of us. And I truly now believe, though, that there must be a centralized focus to using business not only to create wealth for our individual families, but to create wealth for the greater Black population here in America and abroad. And I believe that having an attachment to what Black Wall Street symbolized to us is the way to go. So as we look into the future and we realize that commerce is happening on a digital realm now, $1 out of every $4 spent on the internet is spent on Amazon, which is an e-commerce business. So let's put it in perspective. So I'm exclusively talking about rebuilding Black Wall Street in the digital age through e-commerce. That's the focus. And I'd like to see Black businesses thrive, not just to serve our own, but to serve the greater population, because that way we can maximize profits, increase wealth, and do it at an overwhelming speed and efficiency through e-commerce. So that's what it's all about for me. It's all about being able to bring the Black business class into the world of e-commerce. No matter what kind of business you own, it can be and must be presented to your customers online. Maintain your brick and mortar location if you have one. But please, 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 when building your business, focus on everyone that can be served by your products and by your services. And we know Black culture is the dominant culture here in America. And why we say that? Well, look at your television commercials. We use that as an example. Large multi-billion dollar corporations are using your music, your image, to sell to everyone in society. That should say something to you. Why not capitalize on that? Why not recapture some of those dollars? We drive American culture through black culture and push it across the world, where hip hop is seen as American culture across the world. Now, isn't that something? So we have a certain level of influence. However, we are not capitalizing upon that influence to the fullest and to our fullest potential. So that's why I'm focusing on Black Wall Street and what Black Wall Street symbolizes to us as business owners and entrepreneurs. And for us to be able to maintain our businesses online is going to be the next wave of how we dominate in business. Business is competitive, of course. We're competing with other individuals who have similar businesses. We're competing with larger corporations. But what we do know is that all it takes is an idea. All it takes is a little bit of effort, a little bit of startup dollars. And one of the easiest ways to get into business nowadays is through e-commerce. Low overhead, low cost. If you're doing drop shipping, oh my goodness, you don't have to hold on to any inventory. You don't have to maintain any warehouses. You don't have to maintain any shipping departments. All you have to do is find a supplier, make your product available, market that product on via your website or via whatever avenues are available. We primarily use digital marketing through Google, Facebook, social media, et cetera, and drive sales for our businesses that way. There have been many efforts to recreate Black Wall Street in the digital age. By some people have tried to recreate Amazon, but for black businesses, right? And that's great. And however, what that does is it makes it so that we are trying to appeal only to the black shoppers. And that's a limited view of business. I don't just want to sell my products to black people. I want my products to be sold to everyone. And then what I do with those dollars can be to serve black people. So what do I mean by that? So let's say we had multiple businesses owned by black people that sell their products to the general population, and each one of those businesses bring in $10 million in revenue. That means that that business should be profitable. Right now, it begs to differ, you know, how you manage your business and your profit margins, et cetera. $10 million in revenue does not necessarily mean that you are profitable. However, in e-commerce, it's easy to be profitable with $10 million in revenue. And with those profits, we then sponsor scholarships. We sponsor schools. We sponsor productions such as movies. You know, movies want to be made about historical ancestors of ours who have impacted our modern day society. We talk about Hannibal. We talk about Mansa Musa. We talk about Queen Nzinga. We talk about Queen Amina. We talk about all these different stories that can be told, but they need funding. And we've heard the complaints that there are black movie makers and producers and screenwriters and all these different things, but they just can't find funding for their projects. What if there was a black business class that had excessive wealth to be able to fund those products and those projects? That's what it's all about to me. It's all about regaining, recapturing the wealth in this capitalist society that flows every day in and out, in and out every day. Is this that we don't have enough black businesses on the internet capturing those dollars? I was listening to Sway in the Morning the other day, and he was highlighting business owners, and we had some folks call in. One lady called in. She had a great idea about she was designing wine bottles or something like that. And Sway asked her, where can we support your business? Where can we buy your products? And she gave out her Instagram account as the platform where she sells her products. What if she had a website where she can say, customizedwinebottles.com is my website, and millions of people could have went to that website, because millions of people listen to that show every morning, could have easily went to that website and made a purchase then and there. But if you have to go to Instagram and you have to drop a DM, hey, I'm interested in your product, can you send me some pictures of what your product looks like? And she cannot possibly get out millions of photos and millions of pictures of her product to millions of people at once through Instagram. It's just it doesn't happen that way. It's not efficient, and it's most definitely not effective. So that's what drives me. We all have great ideas. We all have business ideas that we want to start. We all have businesses that are operating and up and running. However, we just not have, we have yet to create a digital footprint for our businesses en masse. Now, of course, many of us do have online businesses. Absolutely. Of course we do. But I believe that there are so many, there's a huge, huge percentage of Black business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs that are not yet online. And that's what I'm here to have an effect on. So to reiterate, Black Wall Street is extremely important. Back then, it was financial districts where we thrived economically. And today it is symbolic of Black business ownership, Black entrepreneurship, and Black excellence. When we talk about the move to buy back the block, the move to regentrify our own neighborhoods, the move to start really amassing wealth and to make sure that we're rotating and circulating the Black dollar within the Black community, serving Black people. I believe that having e-commerce stores selling our products to the greater society, both domestically and abroad, is how we can really efficiently capture those dollars so that we can put those back into our neighborhoods. And again, we don't have to ask anyone to build a rec center for us. We don't have to ask anyone to support a movie project of ours that's important to tell our story. We don't have to ask a bank for a loan to buy that 400-unit multi-family building where we can house our people and provide quality housing in our own communities. We don't have to rely on foreign landlords who could care less about the people who live in those buildings. All they care about is the cash flow. We don't have to worry about some of those things if we made sure that Black businesses were thriving and profitable. Because along with success in business comes philanthropy. A lot of the billionaires that we know of today, a lot of them thrive now on their philanthropic endeavors. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Bezos, to name a few, have all pledged to use a portion of their wealth for charitable purposes. And we can do the same ourselves. There are millionaires being minted every day. And unfortunately, we're still in the minority of those millionaires being minted. So we can make a change, y'all. We could definitely make a difference. We can definitely have an impact on society by injecting ourselves into the avenues of commerce. And most of those avenues of commerce are being rebuilt online. We look at companies such as Walmart, who we all can say are probably responsible for consolidating shopping in our communities, where mom and pop stores are no longer valuable to a lot of us. But we also have to look at Amazon and how much of a threat they are to Walmart. So that should give you an idea that e-commerce is definitely to be paid attention to. It is the wave of how people are buying. People are buying their groceries. People are buying their toilet tissue. People are buying their beauty products. People are buying their clothing, their shoes. People are shopping for their houses online. Everything now can be sold online. Everything. So if you have a local business or not, your product and service can be marketed online. And that's what I'm here to help educate and inspire those of you who are interested in playing a part in rebuilding Black Wall Street in the digital age. So that's what it's all about for me. I just wanted to make sure that I put that message out there. I want to make sure that I get that energy out there, because I'm fired up about this, guys. I've been thinking about this for years now. As I mentioned in an earlier podcast, one of my greater goals is to directly or indirectly create a million millionaires, influence a million millionaires, to help build and make a million families have $1 million minimum of wealth for their families. That is a greater goal of mine. And for me to get closer to that goal, I have to have an impact on Black business. I have to. As a Black business owner, it's important that I do so. Many of my peers are Black people. It is what it is. And we must care for us. We must care for ourselves. We must pay attention to ourselves. So those of you who are saying, well, you're excluding, you know, our white brothers and sisters, you're excluding our Asian brothers and sisters, you're excluding our whatever, I'm not excluding anyone. In fact, if you want to play a part in helping rebuild Black Wall Street, regardless of your ancestral background, come on and help. Absolutely, come on and help. Money is green, isn't it? VCs can make money off of Black businesses. The brother Walker that created the Bevel and the Bevel Corporation was recently bought out by Johnson & Johnson. That's a Black-owned business. White business and the corporate business bought that business, and now they're thriving. So it's not about separation. It's about inclusion. It's about inclusion. It's about driving that energy and making sure that we're not left behind when it comes to this digital age of wealth building. So let's stay along the course. Stay plugged in. That's the message that I'm driving. That's the message that I'm putting out there. My future endeavors are mainly focused on helping and playing my part in rebuilding Black Wall Street in the digital age. I want to give shout outs to brothers such as Jay Morrison, Derek Grace, who's out there doing his thing, Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dennis Kimbrough, Claude Anderson. Dr. Claude Anderson, I want to, Karen Hunter, I want to make sure that I give them their props, because they're also playing their part in helping to bring back that energy that Black Wall Street brought for us. So stay plugged in, stay tuned in, stay along with me on this journey. I appreciate you guys' support. Definitely check me out at Trep Life with Ace on Instagram. You can find all of my posts. You can find my Instagram. You can find my Facebook. You can find social media. Whatever it is that you want to find, you can find it there. That's how you get in contact with me. I take emails, treplifewithace@gmail.com. Website coming soon. E-commerce blueprint coming soon. Black Wall Street e-com revolution coming soon. All of those things are in the works right now. Stay tuned, stay plugged in, and I appreciate the support. Peace.